when they at the Cane Culture at Venery Mark, you know, they try to have like a track meet. Those guys are fast around the edges and they can make plays. They're very explosive.
But they probably won't be there, so what do they look like now?
I mean, they're still a good team, you know. They got a good quarterback. He can throw the deep ball, and he can make good plays also. But, you know, it's a team we got to play tough still. Everybody's looking for a win in the Big Ten right now.
It's the fact that they've beaten you so many times recently, does that kind of get your attention?
I mean, it's the Big Ten. It's competitive. You know, anything you do, you want to be able to compete. And they've been able to compete with us, and they have beaten us. But right now, I don't look at that. This is this year, the 2013. I just look forward to playing them this year.
Yeah, I think people think of them as a finesse team. Do you look at it as they're a pretty physical football team?
I mean, they can go either way, you know, sometimes, because they'll mix it up. They can run the power, or they can just run the speed option with those. If they got those two guys in there, I don't know what's the status of those guys. But, you know, they're a good team. You know, they were ranked coming into season, and they came off a good year last year. So, you know, we got a good team. They got a great coach also.
How pivotal is this game when you look at the final five games for you guys?
I mean, we want to win out, you know. I mean, everyone we look at, we want to be able to win, you know. We want to have a good season, you know. We still can't have a good season. We can do some special things here right now, so every game is important.
How banged up are you guys along the defensive line?
Not too banged up. I'm fine. I don't know what happened with Dom. We have to talk to the trainers about that, but I think he's good. You know, they probably slow him down a little bit in practice, but I mean, I really don't know. But everybody else I know as far right now is fine.
How important is it that everyone is kind of on the same page and that no one's kind of lagging on the defensive line? If one guy isn't able to get penetration, is that kind of hurt you guys?
I mean, every guy, we all practice all week, you know, the first string and the second string, and whoever else is up, so everybody's getting reps, so everybody knows what's going on. So I feel like we don't have that much, you know, fall off with the other guys.
When you watch film to study for an upcoming opponent, do you ever, like, take note of who they're actually playing? And the reason I ask is because, like, you've already played Western. When you play Western Michigan, they played a game against Northwestern. You're getting ready to play Ohio State. They played Northwestern. They stand out to you much when you're studying those other teams?
No. When it's come to game week, I study that team. And that team only, I don't worry about anything. But when I watch film, I don't watch the teams. I watch the guys I go against. You know, I'll watch the center, the guard, and possibly the tackle for any down blocks or anything. And I watch the quarterback tendencies, whether he wants to cut it up the A-gap or he wants to take it outside. So I look at things like that.
How much more challenging is it to study tendencies when you have two guys to worry about?
I mean, I'm used to it, you know. I mean, you got last week Ohio State had Carlos Hyde and Braxton Miller, and then they had two offensive linemen that were good that was going against. So, you know, that's just every week, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of you got these dual threat quarterbacks and, you know, good running back teams, you know. So, you know, that poses a threat, so I'm used to it.
Tanner said that you guys referred to the Northwestern film from last year quite a bit in the offseason. Just kind of a learning. You know, when a team runs for 350 yards on you, it gets your attention, I imagine. You remember it was harder for you to watch that, you know, more than once?
Yeah. I mean, especially right now, we like to think that we're a physical front, you know. We feel like we can stop the run a lot. And, I mean, this is going to be a challenge, you know, but hopefully we can keep it down this week and hopefully they can't run as much.
There was one play, the Venric Mark big run, you got double teamed, and I imagine that's a play that you kind of.
Yeah, that's one play I look at, and I looked at it probably about 10, 12 times and looked at it, what can I have done better? And, you know, that play, I started with my leverage. You know, I was a little bit too high, and, you know, I don't think that'll happen again this year. I feel like I play with a different leverage now,
yeah.
And I understand the game a little bit more. I still got a lot of learning to do, but I'm looking forward to it.